Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that wonderful name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Well, I'd like to continue right on in sharing a message on consecration. And we were looking at Numbers, the 6th chapter, those first 8 verses that talks about the vow of the Nazarite, making application for our lives today. As we looked at the vow of the Nazarite, there were 3 requirements. They had to abstain from wine and strong drink or anything relating to the fruit of the vine. Their hair must not be cut, and they must not touch or come near a dead body. And there's special significance in all of these. There's no way I can go through all of them again. If you ever miss a broadcast or want to rehear, please feel free to go to unveilchrist.org. Click on the podcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But just in a quick summary, the vow was voluntary. The vow was entire. It was not half-hearted. And it was very much an open profession. That was the point of not cutting one's hair. And of course, the vow involved great self-denial. The fruit of the vine might be very sweet, but he or she who took the vow of the Nazarite for a specified period of time would not touch it. And if a father or mother or close family member died, they couldn't go see them or go near them to bury them. These things were lawful for others, but they were not expedient for the Nazarite. And so we're talking about a life of great self-denial. Jesus said, "If any man will follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. These sacrifices are well-pleasing to God." And you know, it's very interesting to note that the consecration of the Nazarite bore a striking resemblance to that of the high priest. Let me share with you a few verses found in Leviticus, the 21st chapter, verses 10 through 12. Now remember, this is the high priest. "And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head nor rend his clothes, neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord." So there were very strict regulations, if you will, regarding the high priest as well as the Nazarite. And this suggests to us that those who will live a truly consecrated life unto the Lord will follow the pattern of our great high priest, who is Jesus Christ, the anointed Messiah of God. He is our example, is he not, in all things? Well, let's go on and see what other parallels, what other similarities we can draw from the vow of the Nazarite. It meant a life of holiness. Listen to what verse 8 says. "All the days of his separation, he is holy unto the Lord." While the Nazarite lived a separated life, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The Lord commands, "Ye shall be holy, for I am holy." And of course, the literal definition of holy means simply set apart for the service of God. Psalm 4 and 6 declares, "The Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself." Isn't that precious? Those who are willing to set themselves apart for the Lord, well, the Lord considers them His peculiar treasure, His possession. And a Nazarite separated himself from the forbidden things and yielded and devoted himself totally to do the will of God. Now, we have to understand that we're talking not about natural things here. Under this old covenant law of the Nazarite, if you will, there were specific physical things one had to do. What I'm speaking about now is not that we have to take the vow of the Nazarite and, you know, not cut our hair. I'm not talking about that, but it's in spirit. It's symbolic, if you will, of an attitude of the heart, a commitment of the spirit, a willingness of the mind to be surrendered and in total dedication to the Lord. The Aaronic priesthood and all the vessels of the tabernacle were set apart or consecrated for the service of God. And these vessels, although they were, if you will, a new creation, they were created for the work and worship of God. And they were unfit for use, think about this, until they had received the baptism of the holy oil. Praise God. And in Leviticus, what do you mean by that? Well, let's go to Leviticus, the 8th chapter, and I want to read verses 10 and 11. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. And I'm going to go around and read verse 12. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons and put coats upon them and girded them with girdles and put bonnets upon them as the Lord commanded Moses. And so we see that before they could be used in service, they had to receive that holy anointing oil, which is, of course, symbolic of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Then they were sanctified and made meet for the service of God when they occupied their true place where they were supposed to be and when they were set apart by the holy anointing. So what does this say to us today? Well, this sanctification, this holiness, if you will, this consecration that the scripture is talking about is what fits us for the service of the King. And it's not a growth process, but it's a gift. What does the word say? It's not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. We do grow in grace, but we're made meet for the Master's use by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. But there is a condition. And what's that, you say, Sister Judith? Well, we have to be willing. We have to say yes to the Lord. And if we do that, it is the Lord who will anoint you and sanctify you and set you apart for His service. Isn't that a beautiful concept? So, beloved, we cannot grow into the promise of the Spirit. For example, what does it say in Galatians, the third chapter, verse 14? And I want to turn to that. Galatians, the third chapter, verse 14. Well, let me start at verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, beloved, it is through faith that we receive the promise of the Spirit. Who then is willing to set himself apart that he might receive the anointing, the unction from the Holy One? That's what the Spirit of the Lord is asking us today. Is there a hunger in your heart to draw closer to the Lord? Do you desire to know more fully the ways of God? Then you're responding to the Spirit of God. The Lord is calling whomsoever will to come into a deep and intimate relationship with Him, not as the world knows anything about or the carnal Christian. But I believe there are those that are listening that are just not satisfied with where you're at right now. You want more of God. You're not even sure how to go about it, but you're hungry and thirsting for the things of God. And what does the Scripture say? Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be fed, they shall be filled. Praise God. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, it is I that have placed that divine hunger, that divine longing in your heart for more of me. And know, beloved, that as you hunger after me, as you seek me and my kingdom, as you follow after righteousness, know that I will fill you, says the Lord. I will grant to you your heart's desire, that you may know me in a measure and in a fullness and a completeness that you have not known all the days of your life. It is I that have placed this hunger within you, and I shall meet you, and I shall come to you, and I shall overflow you and overshadow you with the very anointing and presence and power of your God. I have seen the intensity of the battles, but faint not. Know that your faith shall be rewarded, and you shall reap in due season, as you do not faint, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, what a blessing it is to serve our wonderful Savior. Praise God. Well, my time again is coming to a close, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on with this message. But I also invite you, whatever you're going through, know that I care deeply for my UCM partners, my radio family, and I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you our contact information, but I just want to share briefly a portion of a letter from a brother writing from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he says, Sister Judith, you are truly a woman of God, and you're one never too busy to listen and answer any problem that I have. I love you because you really care about me. A brother writing from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Amen and amen. And the Lord loves you, and so do I. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.